Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Old Testament book of Joshua, and then out of the New Testament from the Gospel of Luke. First, out of the Old Testament book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 14 and 15. So fear the Lord, Joshua says, and serve him wholeheartedly. Put away forever the idols your ancestors worshiped. Serve the Lord alone. But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods, and it's a small g, your ancestors served, or the gods, again, small g, in whose land you now live? But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. And then out of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, beginning of verse 2. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. They were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground. And the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen." So, how'd you like the NCAA Division I Final Four basketball championship game last night? I didn't get to see it, but if it was anything like the final games of the past few years, it had to be spectacular. Of course, I also missed a special moment for me, which takes place after the game, after the analysis by the experts, and officially closes out college basketball for the season. The video clips of the highs and lows of the tournament shown with the iconic theme song of the tournament, One Shining Moment, playing in the background. The words, music, and images of plays and players woven together in those few minutes point us to far more than just the trophy that one college basketball team holds high and puts in their trophy case each year, emblematic of the best in college basketball. It also causes us to pause and remember those things in life worth striving for in those shining moments that God gives us when we have a chance to reach for the stars, to become all we were created to be. It reminds us in the midst of the ups and the downs of life of what's really important and what we should be shooting for in those shining moments of opportunities that we get in our lives where it's all on the line. And we use all the gifts and the abilities and resources God has given us to have an impact, striving always with the God we serve, the God of the empty tomb, as we celebrate Easter in a few days, the God who is over all, the God who will use those shining moments in our lives in ways only he can to weave together the lives of his children for our good, for the good of others, and all, ultimately, for his glory. Of course, we all know that last night's game didn't take place. Another casualty of the coronavirus pandemic, we have locked our arms together to overcome, and we will. But last night's song, One Shining Moment, which I listened to a couple of times yesterday, during the day from past Final Fours, it would have marked last night, the 33rd year in a row that it was played, always used to put a period at the end of the NCAA Division I basketball championship game and tournament, what that we call March Madness. The song was written by a man named Dave Barrett. A friend heard it and introduced Dave and the song to CBS, who loved it and scheduled it to be played, listen to me, at the conclusion of the Super Bowl 21 on January 25, 1987, Super Bowl 21. Post-game interviews for the Super Bowl ran a bit long, and the song never made it on the air after the game. Of course, Dave Barrett was disappointed until CBS, also broadcasting the NCAA Division I basketball tournament a few months later, decided to use it at the conclusion of that year's 1987 Final Four championship game. It just so happens that year's Final Four was in New Orleans at the Superdome. A dear friend then living in New Orleans and a former University of Florida place kicker by the name of Brian Clark, who taught our son Nathan how to kick, invited Nathan, then a high school senior, and me to the Final Four with him. It was our first Final Four ever. The teams in the Final Four were Indiana, who beat Syracuse in the championship game on Monday night on a Keith Smart jumper from the corner, and the UNLV Running Rebels, and the Providence College Friars, with a senior leader and point guard by the name of, you guessed it, Billy Donovan. Also there was a man who coached me in basketball in high school, a man by the name of Don Rutledge, who had been asked, he was an NCAA referee who was doing the Final Four that year in New Orleans. Only God could have laid out that course that would reconnect Billy's life and mine years later from that first encounter, leading to years spent growing in Christ and fellowship together, prayer and devotional times before games, weekly Bible studies, and prayer over families and other matters, and the doors which God would call us to and open for his life and mine, and also leading to this devotional study each Tuesday morning, which Billy asked me to start over 7 years ago and 378 devotionals ago. A devotional which Coach Rutledge has been a part of for years as he and I have reconnected, much to God's doing and grace for us. God's always providing and using shining moments that he creates in our lives for our good and his glory, which always gives us the opportunity to step up and step out like Joshua and make clear to the world every day who we serve. We serve the Lord. And even more, it's important in these days to lean into him and to trust that even though he didn't cause it, as no evil ever comes from God, God's got us in this pandemic and will use us for the good of others. And as we come through it together with him, he will be glorified. This Holy Week, we are reminded of the love of God for us, a love that climbed on a cross, was laid in a borrowed tomb, and then rose back to life for you and for me and for all the world. My friends, that love of the God of Easter, the Christ of the empty tomb, is now in every hospital, encouraging and strengthening doctors and nurses and medical personnel and administrators as they stand in the gap against this virus, treating the sick and comforting those who pass. He's weeping with every family who lost a loved one and never really had a chance to say goodbye. He's guiding our president, vice president, their advisors, and leaders around the nation and world, and us, providing the wisdom we all need day by day to defeat this enemy. And if you look at the massive humanitarian efforts being undertaken voluntarily in this nation and around the world, you see our God at work in the lives of devoted servants, sacrificing and giving whatever is needed to help those around them. All of those efforts are a part of the shining moments of eternal opportunities God gives us, God provides to give us the opportunity to give the best of ourselves, to touch and lift others, and to do so much more, all to the glory of God, not for a trophy or for money or for stuff, not for praise or power or position or any other god, small g, and idols the world says are important and which pull us away from doing God's work. The God of the empty tomb, the God Joshua followed, weaves our lives together, always and especially in times like these, for our good, for the good of others, and for his glory. As we close our time together this morning, listen to the words of that song, One Shining Moment, that we all know well, even though we may have missed it last night, and I'm not going to sing it for you now, but listen to the words, especially in the context of the shining moments that God gives us to be the best we can be. The ball is tipped, and there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. In all the years, no one knows just how hard you worked, but now it shows, one shining moment. It's all on the line, one shining moment there, frozen in time. But time is short, and the road is long. In the blinking of an eye, the moment's gone. And when it's done, win or lose, you always did your best, because inside you knew one shining moment. You reached deep inside, one shining moment. You knew you were alive. Feel the beat of your heart. Feel the wind in your face. It's more than a contest. It's more than a race. And when it's done, win or lose, you always did your best, because inside you knew one shining moment. You reached for the sky. One shining moment, you were willing to try. One shining moment. My friends, God always presents us with shining moments to be all we can be for ourselves and for others with Him. Now we are in the midst of another moment to shine, another moment to reach for the very best we can be. It's Easter. And the God of Easter and the empty tomb is once again lifting, leading, and loving us in this moment, which will bring us closer together as families, communities, states, our nation and world, allowing God to weave us together and work through us for good, reaching a brighter day for us all with Him. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this reminder that you are always actively at work in our lives, presenting us moments where we can shine, shine for your good, for your glory, for others. Thank you, Lord. Help us to be sensitive to all of them, and when they are there, for us to be all that you want us to be, to give everything that you call us to reach deep inside and to be all that you want us to be, to do our best for you and for others. We ask for safety for everyone around the world, ring of angels around everyone around to keep them safe from this virus. We especially ask for your safety and protection of those on the front lines, standing in the gap for us in the medical community, healing and treating others, and using your guidance to do that. And especially that young lady up in New York who's a friend of the family, about to be 26, whose entire floor is COVID-19 patients. Protect her. Protect all her coworkers and everyone in the medical community there in New Jersey and throughout the country and world. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for always reminding us that you are there. And thank you especially for your Son, the risen Christ. And it's in His precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.